Now, if we could just stay clean and white. Oh, if we could only stay clean and white. Well, what do we want to do, Keith? We want to go back slosh around in the mud again, don't we? Unfortunately, we got to get back out there and, oh, look how clean I am. You know, I mean, I think about us as, and I think about children. Mama can get children ready for church. I mean, they can be dressed up in their clean clothes and they can walk outside and there was a rain last night. And Mama comes out and they're sitting out there in the mud puddle playing. Oh, my goodness. Does she want to get a hold of them? I know none of y'all ever had children that done that, did you? Why do we want to get back in the mud? It's fun, huh? Yeah, sin is fun for a season, isn't it? Just like that playing in that mud puddle fun till Mama got out there. Ooh, and if she wasn't a really good mother, if she wasn't a gentle, loving mother, if she spent all that time getting all y'all cleaned up and washing it, she may be spanking y'all all the way back to the house. Whap, whap, whap. Can she do that? Oh, yeah. Some mothers will do that, won't they? What do you mean going out there and getting that mud puddle? Well, is that any different than us? When we go back in the mud puddle, is God merciful and gentle with us? Yeah. He's the most merciful dad, brother you can imagine. He comes up and says, now, son, I told you not to get back in that mud puddle. He reached down and brings you over here. Let me clean you off again now. You know, I asked you to repent of that sin now. Repent. Tell me you're sorry you got back out there in that mud. Okay, Lord, I'm sorry. And he said, now, don't go do that again. Is that what he said? Now, leave your life of sin and stay clean. No sin. And we get out of the mud puddle and we walk with him a little while and we're walking along beside him. And then one day we see something over here. We're enticed and we get out there and we splosh around in the mud again. Why do we do that? It looks like fun, doesn't it? Sure it does. And we get dirty again. And he comes along and gets us and loving and kind. And he does this for all of our life. Sometimes he gives us 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And then he says, you know, all of a sudden, I don't believe you're going to obey me. I've told you for 40 years, sometimes 20 years. It totally depends on God. He doesn't use nothing standard. He uses everything according to his plan. But all of a sudden he'll say, you know, I've told you and told you and told you. I've pushed you and guided you and directed you. I've sent you to training camps. I've sent you to conventions. I've sent you to meetings. I've sent you to everywhere. And you just will not do what I say. So now I've talked to you again and again. And you're not listening. So now then I've sent dreams and visions to terrify you. To show you that the angels of death are waiting at the door to take you to the grave. And you still didn't listen. So he said, now I'm going to discipline your body with sickness and pain deep in your body. Ooh. Somebody says, God would never do that to us. Oh, yes, he will. It says so in his word. He will do it. And then we wonder why we get sick in the church. And then when somebody comes along and asks the same, I asked this question yesterday in the healing school. I said, you know, I've been asked the question about John 9 probably thousands of times. What about the man that was sick with no sin? I said, there ain't no such thing. There is no such thing as sickness without sin. And people just have a problem with that. They just have a problem with that. You know, but a couple of places I want you to see if I'm telling you the truth or not. I want one more time, I want us to go back to Exodus 15:26. I want you to go to Exodus 15:26 under the law, and I want you to see what God said here in Exodus 15:26. And maybe you don't get the same thing out of this, or maybe I misread this. But I'm going to tell you how I read Exodus 15:26. If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight. Now, is that very difficult? You got to listen and do something, right? In other words, you got to do what he said. Is that right? Is that what he said? If you will listen carefully. Now, men don't do a very good job of that. If you don't believe that, just ask any wife. You know, I mean, all you women know that your husband's out there working on something and he's got the whatever box open, you know, whatever he's doing, He's working on a computer. He's working on a car. He's washing the car. He's mowing the grass. Whatever he's doing, he's got that box open. You come in and say, honey, I want you to go to the store and get me some milk and butter. Okay, I got it. Okay. I'll do that after a while. I'm right now mowing the lard. Okay. And anytime, so I'll get milk and butter, okay? So an hour later, he's through with the yard and he's out there doing something. He says, honey, did you go to the store for me? Go to the store. What do you mean you go to the store? You asked me to go to the store? I don't remember you asked me to go to the store. Any women ever experienced anything like this with your husbands? See, me and my wife held over her head too, see? See, that's men, right? Isn't that the way we are? Sure, that's the way we are, you know? But now, what God say? Listen carefully. Now, see, that's the way we listen to God, just like we listen to our wives, you know? But so God tells us to listen carefully to his word. When he starts talking, what should you turn off? Everything else, right? And that goes for women too, right? I mean, it said, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands. Now, you got to obey how many of his commands? All of them. And all of his laws. Then I will not make you suffer the diseases I sent on those in Egypt. So how many of those diseases is he going to take away? Well, let's go to Exodus 23. Was it 23:25, Dave? Exodus 23:25. Let's look at that one. I think that's where I'm going to go. You must serve the Lord. You must serve only the Lord your God. If you do, I will bless you with food and water, and I will keep you healthy. In other words, the King James says, I will take away all sickness. And Deuteronomy 7:15, one more place. And the Lord will protect you from what? And the Lord will protect you from all sickness. He will not let you suffer from the terrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will bring them on all your enemies. Now then, that's just three places. Now, it's in the Word of God, many places. But if I read those three right, then it looks to me like if we obey, there should be no sickness upon us. Is that the way you get that? So now then we understand why the disciples, when they came to Jesus when the man was born blind in John 9, they ask a question. Go to John 9, Dave, verse 1, and let's see the question these disciples ask. John 9, 1. And now I want to ask you this question. And Jesus was walking along. He saw a man who had been born blind, had been blind from birth. And so verse 2, let's see what it says. Teacher, his disciples ask him, why was this man born blind? Now let me ask you a question. When's the last time you went to church and you were around a bunch of Christians and somebody says, how are you doing today? Well, I ain't doing too good. I got the feeling a little ragged and I went to the doctor and he said I got cancer. And that person says, well, why have you got cancer? What's your sin? When's the last time you ever heard anybody ask you that question? Never. Why? I mean, why did these boys ask that question? Why did his disciples say, Lord, why is this man born blind? If there wasn't a reason for this man to be born blind, if there wasn't something in the law that says, if you obey, I'll take all sickness away from you. But if you disobey, I'll put these sicknesses and blindness and cancers and all this stuff upon you. If you disobey, I will curse you. Do you think these men knew the principles? Of course they did. Why else would they ask that question? But in the church today, I have never heard anybody say, when somebody comes down with something sick, they say, well, what's your sin? What'd you do wrong? But do you know, in the last 10 or 15 years, if anything tries to attach itself to me, or since God's brought Cheryl to my life in the last 5 years, if anything tries to come up on either one of us, the first question I ask is, Lord, what did we do wrong? What did I do wrong? Now, there's been a few times when something happened to me, and I knew, just like the day I was out here, and some of y'all heard me tell this story, whenever I was building this little apartment that I built behind here for Cheryl and I to live in. I had all framed up and everything, doors in it and everything, windows in it and everything. And then Cheryl wanted to go down and buy the bathtub. Well, when she went down, she wanted a bathtub that was 4 inches wider than a normal one. And I never thought about this. But a normal bathtub will go through a 3-foot door, framed out. But a 4-inch wider one won't go through there. And so I thought, uh-oh, how am I going to get this beast in the house? And I thought, I know what I can do. I have to take out the double windows in the front. So Dave and I is out there that day, and I'm taking the windows out, and we take them out. We put the big bathtub in through the window. We take it in, put it in place. We go back out there, and we're putting the windows back in. And now then, I'm doing good. Everything's going great. I get down to the last screw, and I make this stupid statement. If I only had a normal wife, if my wife could only be normal and let me put a normal-sized bathtub in here, I wouldn't have tore all these crazy windows out and put them back in. Do you hear a little tiny bit of grumbling and complaining in that? Do you hear just a little bit of grumbling there? Now, God said, I hate grumbling and complaining. Did you know that? He said, do all things without grumbling and complaining. Have you ever heard him say that? Do you think he means that? Well, then how come I'm the only one in the world that's ever grumbles and complains then? I know none of y'all ever do that, do you? None of you never grumble and complain. But I'm putting the last screw back in. Now, see, I know better. And God knows I know better. And I just make that simple little jesting thing. Dave's holding up on the ladder, holding the top of the window and everything. And he's sitting there watching me. And I got that drill and I put that last screw in. I said, if I only had a normal wife. And when I make that statement, the screw tilts sideways, the drill goes sideways, my head goes forward, and I hit the window right at the edge and rips my eye open right across there. I looked up at Dave, blood's running. He said, Pastor, I ain't touching up with a 10-foot pole. You know what you done wrong. See, when you've raised up people in the ministry and taught them what God's Word said, when you get hurt, they don't have to say, who sinned? They know who sinned. It was me. No. I didn't go tell her. I didn't even go tell her. I just wiped the blood off, went on. You know, but she would have if I'd have went and asked her. She would have. She would have been gracious to me. I know that, but I knew. But I mean, see.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more Living Savior Ministries teachings. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Power Washed with His Blood, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.